We'll settle this shit another time, Phoenix. You can count on that, bitch.
Hello, and welcome to OM Game Boy, another pocket-sized mini episode of What the Famicom. Yeah, I said that. If you're listening, I'm your host, Nick Tendo, a.k.a. Nick Phoenix's dad, question mark?
And I'm your co-host, Dan Tendo, a.k.a. Dan, a.k.a. Gears of Dan.
Wow, pretty good. Very original. Very nice. If you can't already tell, today's mini episode is going to be chock full of data, info, and reminiscing on that all too famous series, Gears of War? Gears of War.
Gears of War. Xbox game, right? Every bro loves this. Everyone's played it. It's 2006. It spawned like board games, comic books, books, Funko Pops.
Series. Yep. Is there a TV show or movie in the
making? I think they're about to make one. Yeah. Cool. So before we get into that, though, I want to talk about how every episode, I always ask you for episode names, suggestions. And you always say, you always spit out like five in a row and I never use them. Yeah. So yeah. I just want to read them. If you're new to the podcast,
end the episode with us. But guys, this one's on Gears of War, and we have to discuss the naming of the episode. So I suggested Gears of War, and then you said, "What will we name it?" Correct?
Yes. So yeah, this was actually Nick's idea for the first time ever, or first time in a long time.
Okay.
So this is Nick's suggestions, and I quote them. He said, "Years of War, YEARS, and show George Bush with the bad guy's head." Okay. And then you wrote Gears of Door and put a bunch of gears on a door.
Okay.
And then you said Legend of Phoenix and put my dog's head on the main guy's body. And your dog's name is Phoenix. So
it's spelled the same way.
But if anyone saw that artwork, they wouldn't get it because they don't know your dog.
If they listened to the episode, they'd figure it out.
So I came up with bad ones too.
Yeah, we know you did. Let's go.
Mine was go ahead. You want to tell them mine?
No, because I'd have to find it in my damn phone.
So mine was Gruyere of War. Yeah. So I tried to Photoshop the logo from Gears of War on like that cheese, and it just didn't really come out. The other one I thought of was Richard Gears of War.
Yeah, that's not actor. Terrible, I guess.
I don't even know what I would do with that.
No, I don't know that you can do anything with that. And here's that's some cheese with a Gears of War symbol on it.
You want to show them? You want to show the video for them?
Sure. Let's go there.
There you go. It's cheese with the Gears of War. Like, if anyone likes that, I'll change it. That's the episode now.
We're done. We don't have to do any more work. It's funny. When I was getting like my outfit to wear, because we wear an outfit, I guess, for everyone. But something like this, we're not going to dress up like in war equipment or anything.
Yeah, it's they're so beefy. Standard. We're small guys, too.
Well, I grabbed the only thing. I wore something that has a skull on the back. Like, there is a skull on the back of this thing somewhere down there. It's like,
oh, that works.
So I thought of that. And then I don't know why, but it's occurred to me afterwards. Maybe this is why I did it. I grabbed my pocket knife because I feel like the people who play Gears of War carry pocket knives.
They seem like it.
They do seem like the type of person who carry and talk about them. Like, oh, I got my knife.
And if you tell them like the game 1, 2, and 3 of Gears of War are bad, they'll probably stab you.
They might. What if you said Gears of War Ultimate Edition wasn't that great?
Oh, they'd probably kill you. They wouldn't just stab you. They'd kill you.
They might kill you. How about Gears Pop? Would they do anything with that one?
That's the Funko Pop game?
Yeah.
They might just punch you or push you.
Okay, that's fine. Well, they still have a pocket knife. It's dangerous.
Yeah. So you're tuned in for Gears of War. You want to know about Gears of War? You want to know our perspective? I've only played 1.5 games.
Really? Okay.
And I played the Ultimate Edition, which is basically they remade the original Gears of War in 2016. And then I played the original game. So I played the same game 1.5 times.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I beat 1 and 2 and then played 3 maybe. And ever since I've never touched a Gears of War game.
And I haven't played it. I think the only time I ever played it was 2020.
Yeah, I played them when they came out. So we're talking in college.
Yeah. What else were you doing? What else were you doing in college?
That's it. I just played Gears of War and then sat around.
Is that it?
I was a virgin.
Is that it?
I'm still a virgin.
Is that it?
That's all I did. Yeah. Okay. Where did you want me to go?
I don't know. I don't know what's worse than being like an almost like still virgin.
I'm saving myself.
You're saving yourself for the Gears of War?
Yeah.
So game. You want to sum up what the game is about?
I will say it's a third person shooter, but it felt like a first person shooter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think it's the first game to use cover as an optional.
I was actually just about to ask you that. Was that the first game to ever do that? That was a genuine question. I didn't know.
Games like Time Crisis had it, but it was mandatory. You had to stay behind cover until you cleared an area. This is the first game where if you wanted to, you could jump right out of cover and run in, but 90% of the time you would just die.
That's so weird. It's almost 20 years ago, and I didn't realize that was the first game to ever do that.
Yeah, so this one, you had to use the cover, and it was cool because the camera would get really close to you, and you'd be, I think, first person when you were aiming over cover items.
Or close enough to first person.
Yeah, close enough. But I remember playing this game on like a projector in like one of my roommate B.'s room, and it was so big, and we had a real sound system that this game felt the closest to real war that I had played since like the dumb other war games like Call of Duty's.
So which was first? Was Call of Duty or this first?
Yeah, this was 2006, so I think Call of Duty was like 2003.
Okay, because I didn't know when, like, because I know, because I feel like this embodies like bro culture, like cursing, extreme violence, and I didn't know which one came first.
Yeah, it's super gritty, super dark, super apocalyptic world with dudes who all look like they can bench like 500 pounds.
The dudes are the same size as the monsters they're fighting. Yeah, this is the first game I ever saw that where I'm like, what's the point of using weapons? You could literally just punch
them. And let's be honest, it's also a gun with, by the way, there's a chainsaw at the end of your weapon that you can use on your
enemies. Can't be any more X Games than that.
No, it's X Games, Gears of War.
So the main character's name is Marcus Fenix.
Marcus Fenix, spelled F-E-N-I-X.
And that is the name of your dog?
My dog's name is Fenix, not because I'm a big Marcus Fenix fan, but I guess I named him like a week before you said something, and I was like, oh, damn, it's the same exact spelling and name as Fenix.
Yeah, I bet. That's how much you love this game.
My dog's a big dickhead, and I feel like he could bench press a lot. Well,
is your dog still a virgin? Wow, so he's kind of like the real Marcus Fenix.
Yeah, he's kind of just like kid. Marcus. Yeah, that's right.
So you play as this beefy guy, Marcus Fenix, in the first three games. And it's basically just the humans versus like monsters.
The locust.
And also like the horde. Are they called the horde?
Yeah, and the boom. Is that the name of the one bad guy? Boom. I can picture him saying boom really loud. Okay, anyway.
I was too busy having sex when this came out. So I was.
Are you sure?
I was having sex with my pillow.
You were kidnapped. You were in a basement for 4 years. Everyone was really worried about you.
Mm-hmm. Whose basement? Who kidnapped me?
No one knows.
They just know I was released. Yeah. They're like, oh shit, we forgot about you.
Yeah.
It was actually my own basement. I just closed the door.
It wasn't locked. You could have walked out at any moment.
The game takes place on the planet Sera, S-E-R-A. Oh, sure. I don't know why it's
sounds
not
good. Look. They have knives, all these people. They can call it whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. So Marcus Fenix and his like other soldiers, they work for a cronies. Thing called the Coalition of Ordered Governments, a.k.a. COG, which is what Gears of War.
Gears of War, COG. Yeah. I totally get it.
The human characters are as big as them. Did you know there was like a lawsuit?
No, for what?
Who's the character Coltrane?
Yeah.
There's like a really over-the-top character, like one of your sidekicks. And... Yeah. A football player sued the game and the actor because they said they stole his likeness and his personality and his look.
Is it like the Terry Tate type situation?
The player was Lee Wood Hamilton. Is that a real player? I guess he's a real player.
Sure. Theoretically. I don't recall that. That's weird.
Yeah, so he sued the game.
Did he win?
Yeah, I think he lost, actually.
Coltrane. Here he is.
Coltrane.
Yeah. Creation Development. That's crazy.
What else do I remember about this game? Because I didn't play many of the others. Yeah, I remember when the last one came out, a girl character was the main character. And everyone
up in arms, of course.
They're like, why can't you play as Marcus Fenix? And I'm like, you played as him in three games.
it's 15 years later, Marcus.
And you played as his son as in the previous one. So it's okay. You're allowed to be a girl.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Gamers are so fucking weird. Because then I read the Xbox reviews on my Xbox about people like shitting on Gears of War 5.
Yeah.
And they were just like, there's nothing like the originals. This is trash. And I'm like, come on, man. Just say it.
just say it.
Like, I'd actually respect you more. I would respect like sexist and homophobes or racists if they just admitted that they were that.
That's literally your favorite group of people.
Oh man, that's just gonna get edited and cut and be like, I would respect that. No, but like my whole point is like I've known when I grew up, like I knew friends that were sort of racist, and I'm just like, but they always like didn't like say it loud enough because I'm just like, hey, if you're racist, just fucking be racist. Like I know you are.
Yeah.
Like why are you corny if like you're near a black person? Like it never
why are you corny? That's very funny, actually. Well, you're from what area? Where'd you grow up? Would you say
Northeast?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean Philly. Philly's just a disgusting.
Was wearing basketball shorts yesterday.
Right, running errands. That's a very Philly thing.
Oh, it's the most Northeast Philadelphia thing. I was literally in the grocery store and someone was looking at me weird and I was wearing my coat and I looked down and I was like, ah, damn it, I'm wearing basketball shorts.
A coat and basketball shorts.
Yeah, it's like 28 degrees and there's a winter weather advisory.
So that's the opposite of what any of these characters in these games wear, because all they do, even though they're bulky as fuck, they wear this gigantic armor.
Yeah, they're wearing no basketball shorts. Yeah. That's their biggest problem.
Actually, I feel like they would win. They wouldn't have as many games if they just wore basketball shorts.
You think it'd be quicker?
Challenge them to a game of basketball.
Oh, no, no, no. People from Northeast Philadelphia who wear basketball shorts can't play basketball.
Well, what about the Gears of War?
I don't know. Maybe they can't either. They look like they're not getting vertical. Ready? Yeah.
The Coalition of Ordered Governments, Marcus Phoenix and his boys, wearing basketball shorts, playing the Locust in a game of
shorts.
It's like Space Jam.
Yeah, in basketball shorts.
And then whoever wins plays kids from Northeast.
It's going to be a lot of bad words being said.
Yeah. Did you know there were celebrities in Gears of War games?
No.
Do you know do you know who Run the Jewels are?
Yeah, I knew they are. RTJ.
I have no clue who the fuck. They were in the game.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Ice-T was in the game.
Really?
Dave That's Bautista.
Funny. Really? That's kind of funny, too. Oh. Are these all in like the past one or two, though?
He was in one of them, but yeah. So there were celebrities. Okay. So many people love this game. They're making a movie. I played in 1.5. That's all.
How many stars do you give it, though?
1.5.
That's.
Would have given it 5 stars if I played all 5 games. I think there's like spinoffs, and obviously there's that Funko one. There's a Gears of War Tactics, which I hate real-time strategy games, so it automatically gets a 0 from me.
Oh, you know what? I figured it out. What it reminds me of, the game, as I was just looking at stuff from it right here.
Yeah.
A little bit like Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
There's like an insect vibe to the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Gears of War, cool series. I re-downloaded it on my Xbox. So I'm like, why not? There's like 7 games. I can just play them all in a row.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
What do you got? What else you got to say about Gears of War?
That's it, dude. I hate the game. I hate everyone who likes it.
Here's the thing: should we call it Richard Gears of War, and then like on Marcus Phoenix, put Richard Gears' head?
I mean,
or take your dog, who nobody knows, take his head and put it on Marcus Phoenix.
I mean, he might be famous at some point in his life.
Do you remember Marcus? Richard Gere had that hamster up his butt.
Yeah, we discussed that. It's a gerbil.
When did we discuss it? I don't remember.
I don't know.
If anyone's new to this podcast, Richard Gere, he stuck a gerbil up his butt and then he tried to deny it.
I don't think that's how it went down.
I think it's still in there
on this podcast. It's not still in there.
When was the last movie you saw him in?
I don't know.
The gerbil has gotten more attention than he has.
Wouldn't that be against what he wants?
The gerbil's been in more movies than Richard Gere in the last like 10 years. So I'm just saying.
Okay, that's fair. We're going to have to investigate this a little further.
Yeah.
In the meantime, grab your Mountain Dew Red, Code Red.
Oh my god, yeah, like I said, this is like the ultimate bro game. Like, this is the ultimate like Xbox Live, playing with friends, drinking Mountain Dew, eating pizza.
What was the multiplayer like?
I never played the multiplayer, but I feel like that's...
I did. It was really bad, and people would just get behind each other and chainsaw them.
But I feel like this was like the dawn of Xbox Live.
Yeah, I think it was.
I feel like people were like, oh my god, I can play this insane, like extreme game with my friends and go like, whoa!
Extreme! Yeah.
And I'm sure all my racist friends that I knew back in 2006 were yelling out slurs while they were playing.
They could have, dude. They could have. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I've actually seen some slurs in the Xbox reviews.
What?
In the Xbox store. But I think they like .. them out.
Oh, my God. For what?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm surprised Microsoft didn't delete them.
From the aliens?
No, not from the... You think the aliens are yelling out slurs at Marcus Phoenix?
No, I think they're saying the slurs about the aliens.
Oh, no. I think they're saying about women.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's why people like really hate the fifth one. And like their sexist mentality really comes out in their reviews.
Hmm.
Anyway, check out every Gears of War game.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a movie or is it going to star us?
It might. Listen,
I would probably be more like a Locust.
Look, dude, ridges. I could shoot someone and then saw them in half. And then at the end, drop their body and say something like, next one.
Yeah, Nick. So Nick is going to star as Marcus Phoenix. I'm going to star as the Locust Queen.
What do you want me to do to you? This is like, this is sick.
I don't know. What do you mean? Do they have sex in the game?
I don't know. You had to be the locust queen. Like, you emphasized. you went right to it.
That was subconscious. I didn't know. I don't know if there's a king or a queen in it. I don't know
what you want me to do to you. I don't respect royalty. Uh-huh. Here in our podcast, we don't actually respect the crown over
there's anymore. No patriarchy either.
We don't believe in it.
No. We don't believe in the glass ceiling. It's just see-through. It's glass.
You installed a glass ceiling at a gym you work at, especially in the ladies' room.
So wait, I got under it. Yeah. I got under the ladies' restroom.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. How would I do that? That sounds really elaborate just to be a pervert.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do.
All right. There you go. That's what you do, is what he said. Anyway, this Gears of War episode had like 2 minutes of Gears of War talk. So thanks for tuning into our first mini episode of 2024.
We hope you enjoyed it at work, maybe at the desk.
Yeah, and you were giggling, and your boss is like, "What are you giggling about?" And you're just like, you said like a slur.
Yep, that's all you say.
All right, folks, game over, and see you next time.
Game over, guys.
Peace.